Boker Tov, good morning and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the success Hatzlacha of our soldiers, B'zad Hashem, and also for the refuah shlema of Kol Pitzuyam Yisrael, all of those that were injured in the war, and all of those that needed tefillot, we pray that Yehoshua ben Dinaya, also for the returning of all of our hostages, B'zad Hashem, that should return home very soon with mental health, B'zad Hashem. Today, we're going to continue with guidance for those who earn enough to afford just the bare minimums. He says, when the earnings of a person, when he has trust in Hashem, are limited, and it amounts to nothing more than enough for what he has, just for his food. He says, it's appropriate for him to think the following. Asher hechin li mezoni bishdei imi b'tchilat inyani. Says, Hashem, who arranged my nutrition, my food for me, at my mother's breasts, in the beginning of my existence, when I was a child, kefit sorki, v'deikel kalti yom yom, providing me the amount that I needed. The miracle that He provides through a mother to a child, feeding the child, providing the child enough what's needed, that Hashem did that. Ad asher hemir oti, oto li, betov mimenu. Until He exchanged, Hashem did, He exchanged His mother's milk for something better for me, when the child was weaned. So he says, "Velo hizikli bo'om b'tzimtzum me'uma," and he knew exactly how much he needed. And for however long he was nursed for, he was not harmed in the slightest by the fact that that milk came in limited amounts. The milk that comes from a mother is not unlimited, comes in limited amounts. So he says, that's a miracle in and of itself. He says, "Ken lo yazikli bo ater faze asher etikoti." He says, so too, I won't be harmed in the slightest in the form of sustenance that Hashem assigns me, which comes now also in limited amounts. A lot of times a person, it comes in limited ways, but you know, how come when a mother is feeding a child, all of a sudden sometimes she has milk, sometimes she doesn't have milk, sometimes there's limited amounts. They don't go crazy then. They don't start panicking when there's not enough milk. Oh, you're going to say, oh no, but there's formula and there's this and that. It's not the same thing. You ask any doctor today in the world, they'll tell you, receiving the milk directly from the mother is not the same as drinking formula or other things for the nutrients of the child. So how you can answer that? But they're fine with it. It happens. It's part of the nature of the world that sometimes it's limited. So too, any human being in their adulthood also, it's possible that Hashem decides that this person's parnasa will be mitzumtzam, will be limited. And your bitachon in Hashem is just like it was limited for me when I was a baby. It's limited for me now. And I pray to Hashem that Hashem will, you know, it'll open it up. It'll open up the avenue of success. And that's what he's saying here. And he says, v'yeh niskar azeh. When a person has this faith, he'll be rewarded for having such a faith. This is what he says. Moshe amar abore al avoteinu b'midbar, like Hashem said about our forefathers in the desert, in the wilderness, says, she'inyanam haya kazeh ve'atza'a am v'laketu devar yom b'yomo. Says, our forefathers were in a similar situation with the story of the man. What does it say in the Torah? It says, let the people go out and pick each day's portion on every single day, on its very day. What does that mean? That means that they did not even have enough for the next day. They were only given what was next for the next day, on the next day. So imagine you go to work, and only what you earn today is able to support you for today. If you don't go to work, then you don't have support for today. That's what it was. And they had that emunah. V'amar, and it says in the book of Yirmiyahu, it says, Haloch v'karata be'oznei Yerushalayim nemor. You should claim in the ears of Yerushalayim saying, it says, Ko amar Adonai, zacharti lach chesed nuraych, ahavat kelotayich. Hashem said the following, I recall for you the kindness of your youth, the love of your bridal days. It says, Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zeru'ah. For you're following me in the desert in a land that was not planted, that was not ready. So he says, a person who has this proper level of bitachon, proper level of trust, even when he barely has enough to live, that's someone that Hashem will bless. That's someone that Hashem will give reward to. And so obviously it's difficult. It's not an easy thing for a person to maintain and hold on to such a level of trust in Hashem through difficult times like that. But when a person does and he passes that test, the Shar Bitachon is saying he will bless it. If one's income comes to him through a means or a medium in another way that you prefer it coming this way and it came to you in a different way. happens sometimes. Makom ibli makom, or came to you in one place rather than another place. He says, "Val yedei ish mi bilti ish acher," or came to you by one person rather than another person. You prefer to receive your income from this guy; it comes from that guy. He says, "Asher yitzerani al tzura v'tavni." Yomar b'libo, you should say to yourself, "Asher yitzerani al tzura v'tavni utchunat umida." He says, the one who formed me, made me into a specific form and shape. Hashem made us into specific types, specific shapes, specific types and forms, all these specific qualities and traits that we have. And He did not give me the other types of traits. Right? Every person, you have this specific type of nose, you have that specific type of hair, you have these size ears and eyes and mouth. He says, Hashem gave it to you like that, and your character is like this and not like that. He says, so too. So, l'takanat inyanin, that's for the benefit of my person. Hu bachar li shiavot tarpi al apanim amafikim l'inyani mibli shar apanim. So He also chose for me that my money should come in these ways as well. If Hashem formed me in this way and I accept myself the way I'm formed, then you should accept the way Hashem gives you the money as well. And He says, v'hasher hotzi'ani el ha'olam hazeh v'mkom yadua. Hashem brought me into this world in a specific place. V'yedei shnei ishim yadu'im. By way of two people, meaning by his parents, says Mibli Shar Ishe Olam. It wasn't by any other people. Person, you come to this world, you were created by your parents, Hashem and your parents. So he says, Hu Bachar Li Bo Tarpi Ba'eretz Yedua, is the same person, it's the same one rather, it's the same Hashem who chooses for you that your income should be, should come to you in a specific place, in a specific area. Va'al Yedei Ish Yedua, and by a specific person. Sam oto siba letarpi letovli, He's giving it to you for your benefit in such a way. Never think that when your parnasa comes to you in a way that you don't understand, why is it coming to you in that avenue? That it, Hashem, I don't agree. Chas v'shalom. He knows what's best for us. And we'll finish off with a pasuk in Tehilim. Kmo shamar katuv. It says tzadik Adonai b'chol derachav. It says, we say this in Asher Shevetecha. Say righteous person. Righteous is Hashem in all His ways. Meaning, what does that mean? Of course, Hashem is righteous in all His ways. No. What it means to say is that sometimes you might think that Hashem does things for you and you think that Hashem, I would have preferred it so much easier in this way. So you say, never think like that. Because Tzadik Adonai b'chol derechav, Hashem, in all of the ways that He acts with us, He's righteous. In every act. There's not one time that when He gives to us, He said, why did He do that? You ask why did He do that, that means we have lack of bitachon. We have to strengthen our trust in Hashem and understand that everything He does for us, in every way, in every place, in every form, in every status, is the best that it possibly could be because it comes from the Borei Olam, comes from the Creator of the world. Have a great day, everyone.